I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haiti's fall has put a stop to One Ministry's efforts to get scripture into the hands of the poor. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says,
the translation has been started. However, it's run into a lot of roadblocks. We have permission to do the recording, but we cannot proceed with the recording until the translation is complete.
ASM is collaborating with the World Bible Translation Center, which sustained heavy damage in the quake that effectively stopped the easy-to-read Creole translation. While there have been previous translations and audio scripture translations, this particular version is especially designed for the majority of Haitians who have very little education. Meanwhile, many ministries are going directly to Port-au-Prince and the surrounding areas to bring much-needed aid to Haiti. World Hope International's Carl Eastlack recently returned from a trip there.
We found when we got out there that it was just devastation. Jacmel, Laogan, some of these other places where we have orphanages that we work with and hospitals and schools, and we just found devastation upon devastation.
World Hope plans to set up 10 long-term projects, mainly outside the city. These will provide food, water, medicine, and much-needed shelter. By March or April, they hope to send teams of pastors, medical professionals, and others to start rebuilding while sharing Christ's love. And Sat-7 Arabic, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is in the early stages of planning its first-ever daily live program. It'll take the format of a magazine-styled show with segments for every member of the family. The new program will combine several existing shows and provide an interactive format for the viewers. Pray that Christ shines brighter through this program, especially in areas of heavy persecution, and pray for the hearts of the lost to be opened. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.